This is a declassified third and fourth degree conjuration of the magical pact of the Illuminates of Thanatoros. The pact is a chaos magic organization. Chaos magic is distinguished from other forms of magic by a number of principles and practices. Foremost amongst these is that an altered state of consciousness known as gnosis, attained by meditative or ecstatic procedures, is essential to magic. Secondly, that it is the unconscious rather than the conscious mind which affects magic. Thirdly, that belief is to be regarded as a technique rather than an end in itself. And fourthly, as a corollary of this, that systems of belief and symbolism should be chosen to suit the needs of the work in hand. Thus the chaos magician strives to enter that paradigm in which nothing is true and everything is permitted. The Thonos Rite is a tape-assisted operation of astral magic. Astral magic is a form of trance meditation in which magic is performed using artifacts of willed imagination rather than actual physical instruments. Thus, to perform astral magic, the magician forms the equipment he uses in his imagination by an effort of visualization. The Thonos Rite consists of a meditation journey through a series of underground chambers, hence the name Thonos, Thon meaning earth or cave. The visualizations given on the tape are moderately complex in order to draw the mind into a trance condition. The purpose of the rite is to provide a setting in which the magician can perform acts of magic in the various chambers. Such acts of magic are normally performed to create actual effects in the physical world or to retrieve knowledge psychically from the world. The visualizations given on the tape are accompanied by carefully devised sound effects designed to stimulate the right cerebral hemisphere of the brain. It is this part of the brain which is most involved in trance, meditation, visualization, creativity, inspiration, and magic, as well as music. The meditation leads the magician through the visualization of six chambers, each dedicated to a particular magical activity. In five of the six chambers, the magician is left for a period of approximately 4 minutes to perform a specialized act of magic at will, whilst the tape delivers sound effects conducive to the working in hand. A brief description of the type of operations that may be conducted in each chamber now follows.